This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I believe it was around Christmas time we were told that the list of, shall we say, those who might have been involved or enjoyed, disgustingly, some of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, the list would be released this week. And reports are saying that former President Bill Clinton was mentioned more than 50 times across redacted documents related to a 2015 lawsuit from Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. And so we are being told that former President Bill Clinton will be identified as John Doe 36 in this trove of court documents. John Doe 36. Now, you know, this is something that is going to probably be one of the first dramatic things of 2024. You know, I am disgusted when I hear how something like this went that long and why we had, shall we say, such as, who was it, Ghislaine Maxwell, help coax and recruit these victims. How there's, what, I think over 170 people on this list that's supposedly supposed to be released this week of accused individuals who took advantage of victims, as well as victims. And to think that something like this happened, it's not shocking. It's just, what's shocking is that there's so much of it. And it took Jeffrey Epstein getting caught for there to be national conversations about trafficking and underage victims and these flying off to islands for sex parties. Sadly, this is still going on. And so there's been many rumors saying that President Clinton might have been involved with that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the list. But they say the documents will not implicate him in any illegal activity, according to ABC. So I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be seeing. In fact, there's a chance that the list might not get released. Apparently, Jane Doe 107 claims she'll be in danger in the country she's in right now. She's not in America right now, if her name becomes public. And so this long-awaited Jeffrey Epstein list of associates and high-profile friends might not be released. In fact, I think there's 187 names that are due to become public this week. But a filing by a woman named John Doe 107 appears to have stalled it because Judge Loretta Preska granted her a 30-day appeal, delaying the release of the name till January 22nd. She has to prove she would be in danger if she is unmasked. Now, you know, I don't think the victims should be out there in public. One thing I find very frustrating is when you have victims of sexual assault, and there's videos like that one doctor who raped women with ketamine. He put them under with ketamine and then had sex with them and videotaped them. And those videos were you know, sadly seen by how many people? You know, I think victims are re-traumatized when their name is out there and they have to relive it. And it, you know, so I would just say release the associates. But, I mean, don't hold up the list. I'm interested in this. I want to know. But sadly, you know, this is something that is not just high-end or ex-presidents, allegedly, or sadly, this type of behavior is going on and continues to go on, and I'm not sure what's happening to stop it. And many of these victims are not there of their own volition, especially kids. And how some of these girls would be sucked in is there would be other teenagers told to recruit them, saying, hey, look, I got a way we can make some extra money. All we have to do is give massages. Oh, I could use money. I need money for Christmas. Yeah, all we have to do is, and it's good money. We get this money. All we have to do is do a massage for 30 minutes. They feed us. They fly us to a fancy place. We just have to give massages. And now they're stuck. And it's horrifying. You know, it's interesting. Somebody asked if Bill Clinton's name, let's say, was released on this list, allegedly, would people care? Did people care about what happened with Monica Lewinsky? Well, at the time, Clinton was so popular that people didn't care about the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. And, you know, people blamed Monica Lewinsky. People blamed Hillary Clinton, you know, for him needing to cheat. You know, people loved Bill Clinton so much that they didn't care. This time around, no. This time around, you have the millennials, you have the Gen Zs that weren't as enamored with President Clinton. If they're, you know, staying true to the Me Too movement and, you know, protecting victims, and then, you know, if he does get named, yeah, it's not going to be good for him. And, you know, what a mar on his legacy. Some people feel he was one of our better presidents, you know, of the 20th century. Some people think he made a mess of things. But he was one of the more popular presidents that we've had. And to end his legacy, just like, you know, with Biden, you know, he's going to be ending his almost four-decade legacy in politics. You know, being made fun of and everybody talking about cognitive deficits. You know? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our baby boomers have a drug problem. We've spoken about Gen Zs and millennials, and headlines are always talking about the latest drugs and the latest addictions, but the drug problem that is pervading the baby boomer generation is not illegal drugs. It's their pharmaceuticals. And I love how headlines are calling it the baby boomer drug problem. But pharmaceuticals are drugs, so they're not wrong. And why are baby boomers in such peril? Why is it such a headline? What is the crisis? They're taking a lot of medications. They're taking medications they don't need. They're all having polypharmacy. They're taking medications that mix with each other improperly. And it is getting worse and getting worse. And I am seeing this over and over again, and I can't do much about it. So what's going on with baby boomers? So baby boomers who were born between 1945 and 1965, although a lot of people who were born in the 44s and early 40s say they're baby boomers too, I'm fine with that because I understand they kind of changed it a little bit. They used to be considered baby boomers and they changed it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care. Fine, you're a baby boomer if you want to be. But those individuals are in their 60s, 70s, 80s now. And what we have done in medicine has been mind-blowing and life-saving. You know, if you're at risk for a heart attack, and you should have had a heart attack in your 40s and 50s, many of you are still alive because you're taking cholesterol medication, because you're taking blood pressure medication, because you're taking medication to control your diabetes, because you're taking aspirin. And sometimes you're taking more than one blood pressure medication. You're taking two or three. If you have back issues or arthritis or spinal stenosis or neuropathy, you're probably also taking some pain medications or anti-inflammatories. If you have autoimmune diseases, you're probably taking medication. If you have kidney disease, if you have swelling, if you have skin issues, there's medications for everything. There's medications for hair loss. There's medications for erectile dysfunction. Medication for vaginal atrophy, hormones. Some individuals are on 20 medications, and this is considered a problem if some of these medications are superfluous, if some of these medications are interfering with others, if we aren't making enough medications for everybody. Now, doctors, prior to the telemedicine boom, had to do something called reconciliation. And we're still supposed to do it. Where we are supposed to review all the medications you're taking. See what your specialist is giving you. See what you're on. And always make sure they're not interacting or you're not taking something superfluous. And those of us at Family Medicine who were following you from middle age to baby boomer or from middle age to senior, you know, or golden years, knew what we gave you 10 years prior, 15 years prior, 20 years prior. Things started to change, though, with HMOs and, you know, seeing a new doctor every visit. And I started to notice in the 2010s, you know, who gave you this medicine? Well, I went to an urgent care, they said I needed this, so they added that, and I go, but you're already taking a similar medicine. Well, they didn't know. They didn't look it up. They didn't ask. And so once you start to get other doctors involved with the care and you didn't see the basic internist or family doc or family medicine provider that would oversee all that, you started to get a bunch of cooks in the kitchen. And when there's a bunch of cooks in the kitchen, you get a bunch of ingredients added to a soup that maybe doesn't need all these extra ingredients. And then telemedicine came. Telemedicine started in the teens. But it exploded with COVID. Exploded. And patients don't always know all their medication. Now, some of the software is trying to work with pharmacies to have lists of medication so we can keep up on that. But one of the biggest struggles telemedicine has is figuring out what you're on, who's giving you what, and do you need these medications? And so this baby boomer drug problem is worsening because, one, doctors may be overwhelmed because they're, you know, trying to see somebody in a few minutes over the phone and they don't have time to review all your records, let alone the faxes or the mailed copies of records or all the different hard drives of records from other doctors to see what medicine you might be on. We can't look at your house and see what, you know, supplements. We used to tell you, bring in a bag of everything you take, all your supplements. So people would come in with a big bag. And we would go through them and we would look at them. Now we're not doing that. And on top of that, patients who really want their nausea medicine or their yeast infection medicine or something else are learning to say, I'm not on anything. So they get the medication without a doctor saying, nope, nope, there might be side effects. And so, unfortunately, there are people taking pharmaceuticals that could be deadly when mixed, could cause irregular heart rhythm, serotonin syndrome, and we've lost that family doc or family medical provider or internist go and let me review everything and let's clean this up. How many people are on four blood pressure medications? I had a patient come in on four blood pressure medications. And I asked him what the hell was going on here. And because his blood pressure was so high, it was like 180 over 90. And it turned out he had pretty bad anxiety. So I said, look, for poops and giggles, okay, let's see what happens if we try some sertraline. Come back in a week or two. Because, well, with his blood pressure that high, I had him come back in a couple days. But then let's see if in a week or two we start to notice that we could start taking you off some of your blood pressure medications. Lo and behold, yeah, we were able to get him down to two. So we're missing that when you don't have the same medical provider overseeing everything. Now, drug reconciliation is an art. And a lot of these, you know, telemedicine companies are really working on that and wanting to make sure. But when somebody is on three or four blood pressure medications and I ask them, okay, well, let's look at your blood pressure. They're like, oh, it's fine. I'm not checking their blood pressure over the phone. I can't. And I am meeting so many patients who have not seen a doctor since 2019 in person. They've only gotten care over the phone. And when you look at their medicine list, it's a book. So we are not doing the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the drug shortage, our baby boomers, our seniors, any good, not properly looking at their medication. So how do we control this? Well, first, every single medication you're taking needs to have utmost respect and decision-making behind it. If you're going to be on a beta blocker, right, for blood pressure, your heart rate needs to be checked. Your heart rhythm needs to be checked. We need to be evaluating you for erectile dysfunction. You need to, yeah, don't talk about how that evaluation goes. We'll basically ask you, okay? We're not going to be there to, you know, personally test. But, is this beta blocker the best choice? If your blood pressure spikes, and you're still having blood pressure spikes, but your heart rate, you know, is in the 50s and 60s, maybe that beta blocker might not be the best move for your blood pressure. We've talked about the different blood pressure medications, how ACE inhibitors might be better for those who spike, or calcium channel blockers, those who might start to have thickening arteries. So we need to always readjust. And by the way, just because a medicine worked for you 20 years ago doesn't mean it's working for you now. There's some individuals who say, yeah, this one antidepressant isn't working anymore, but I need it. Okay, so we'll add a second one. Well, why isn't it working? Is it because it's pooping out? These selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors that end up inhibiting the uptake of serotonin at the receptors. Your body will make new receptors to compensate. Maybe we need to change it up a little. But the only way that can happen is if you have a doctor who cares, a doctor who's watching you and you could follow up with. We need continuity of care, and we're losing that. And also, I mean, not baby boomers' fault or anybody's fault. It's just doctors are retiring. I can't tell you how many friends and family members have said, I can't see my doctor anymore. He's closing up. I closed up shop. I closed up in 2016. So if your doctor is quitting, or they're saying, I want you to see my PA or my nurse practitioner, or we don't take that insurance anymore, the new doctor is starting from scratch. So what should you do? As a patient, you should always have a bag of everything you take, and you make sure that provider is aware of all those medications, and ask that provider, am I taking too many medications? What could we do to reevaluate what I'm on? Because it's costing me a fortune. I'm taking a lot of medications, and nobody's really evaluated me in the last 3-4 years if I still need some of these. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. you can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. The weekend approaching and a winter storm expected to deliver a mix of snow, rain, and wind to New England. As immigration reform debates tee up to resume on Capitol Hill, the House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Harvard University President Claudine Gay stepping down. The Harvard Crimson student newspaper says that Gay will step down from her position today amid allegations of plagiarism and a campus controversy surrounding anti-Semitism. On the same evening that CNN organizes a Republican primary debate in Iowa, former President Trump is set to participate in a town hall event hosted by Fox News in Des Moines on January 10th. This event comes before the Iowa caucuses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I'm already done with my New Year's resolutions. I unraveled my curling iron cord, right? I said I was going to eat more vegetables. I started to lose weight before January 1st. So my New Year's resolutions already done. Failed a few of them. There's always 2025. But one New Year's resolution that some people have is I'm going to drink less. And I think that's a good idea for people to drink less. I think people drink too much. But the dry January frenzy that's going on right now needs a little bit of education first. Dry January is where you abstain from alcohol the month of January. Okay? Why? Because New Year's Eve was a mess and a half. the office Christmas parties and holiday parties. Many people made fools of themselves. So, yeah, if you want to kind of regroup, hell, try to get your reputation back, save your job, maybe you need to lay off the alcohol. So dry January is where it's nothing to do with menopausal women. No, that's that's dry 365 days of the year. Dry January has to do with alcohol. And avoiding alcohol, the health benefits can be phenomenal. The problem is it could be deadly if you do it wrong. And so if you drink moderately to heavy, meaning a female more than a drink or two a day, or men more than three drinks a day, two to three drinks a day, or you binge drink multiple drinks on the weekend, if you stop alcohol abruptly, you could seize and you could die. Never do dry January alone without there being some supervision by your medical provider if you're a heavy drinker. Because unfortunately, you could go through delirium tremens, you could go through hallucinations, seizures. It has to be done right. Now, for those of you that say, look, I just have a glass of wine with dinner, or I drink, you know, when I go out with friends on the weekend, you know, and you drink mild to moderately, the health benefits of dry January can be phenomenal. And you could notice them right away. Alcohol is very high in sugar. So for those of you who get hungry when you drink, or get sugar highs, or sugar lows, or depression, you know, or headaches, or you know, change in mood, you're going to notice that day one. You will notice health benefits from dry January day one. And so it's phenomenal. When we look through all the health benefits that avoiding alcohol has, one is, you know, alcohol has been linked to cancer, multiple different types of cancer. So you are reducing your cancer risk phenomenally by and not drinking alcohol. You lower your diabetes risk. You lower your heart attack risk. You lower injury to your liver. You lower your GI risk and ulcer risk and other issues you're doing to your microbiome. You are lowering your risk of depression. You're lowering your risk of mood issues. You're lowering your risk of insomnia and your inability to sleep. You're lowering your risk of sleep apnea. You're lowering your risk of arthritis and body pain. You're lowering your risk of dehydration and headaches. I mean, the list goes on. The Messenger did a beautiful article. Hannah Murphy interviewed me on this, and I gave her a lot of good information. I posted the article on my Twitter. But, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, you know, you get hungry. Alcohol makes you hungry. If you're trying to strengthen your bones, you know, I see people, they're like, oh, I got to get my calcium and my vitamin D, but I drink my wine every night. Alcohol can thin your bones. I don't think a lot of people understand that. Malnourishment, vitamin deficiency, pancreatitis, car accidents. You know, how many of you have drunk thinking, oh, I'm fine? A big mistake people make is they go to a party, they drink so much, they pass out at the hotel, but then they drive the next morning. You still have the alcohol in your system. But another big thing that people are forgetting is the dementia. Everybody I know is so afraid of losing their cognitive function, and they do not want to have dementia. Then why are you drinking? Alcohol is related to dementia. You have memory loss with alcohol, not only short-term, but long-term. Alcohol dries out. It's a desiccant. And it's a chemical. And I'm not trying to be anti-alcohol. Trust me, I like a mojito every once in a while. I mean, you know, I get it. But dry January gives us a chance to get that step up on our health. You know, if you're drinking, you're not in the mood to exercise. But, you know, rather than having alcohol, you know, if you have some water at night, you're going to be like, yeah, let's go for that walk. Now, the argument people have is, but Dr. Dahlia, how come these centenarians or these Europeans do well and they all drink wine? And I've asked myself this, and we've talked about this on the show. When I was in Italy, I saw what Europeans did, and it was fascinating because their alcohol was very slowly sipped. So rather than we running into a Chili's and ordering appetizers and then eating them quickly before the food comes and then eating our food and downing our drink and leaving, in Europe, a meal could last hours. And, you know, in Paris, the Seine River, people would sit there with some cheese and some fruit and some wine and sit there for a few hours just watching the sunset slow. Okay, well, if you're doing that, you might be filling up and then not running to a near fast food place to grab a burger for dinner. I also noticed that me and my family, when we ate, you know, in America you eat quick, and it's because when I trained, you know, as a doctor, you never had time to eat, so we learned how to eat fast, and I eat too quickly. You have to eat your food slowly. You got to sip and savor and that kind of thing, but, you know, I never had lunch time when I had my office. You know, there was just never time for lunch, so I didn't have time to just sit and eat. So I trained myself to eat fast, and sadly, I noticed my family eats fast, too. Well, when you eat fast, you know, you could possibly eat more. And I'm noticing some people were still on their wine and appetizer by the time we had finished our dinner. Well, if you're eating that slowly, you might eat less. So maybe what's happening is some of these individuals are not eating as much, you know, and they're taking things slow. There is resveratrol and other sorts of healthy components that we have in red wine and some forms of alcohol. Some people do get heart benefits, but others don't. And we're not ready to tell people to drink alcohol every day just because of all the side effects. So for those of you saying I can't do dry alcohol or dry January because my cardiologist wants me on alcohol, talk to your cardiologist about that. Because if you do have bone issues, GI issues, liver issues, memory issues, heart issues, that alcohol might not be the best decision. And by the way, these centenarians, finishing with Europeans, some of these centenarians that said they had a glass of wine every day, part of what might have given them their longevity was their consistent pattern. If they woke up, had their walk, had their vegetables, had their fresh fruit, had their lean fish, would do their other walk, have their bowel movement, sip some wine at night, it might have been more the consistency rather than the wine. Because people will look at what somebody does and they'll pick, okay, you see they had wine. Or you see they smoked. Maybe it was other things that get credit for their longevity. So because we start to see immediate changes, I would definitely consider it, but not if you're a heavy drinker. Always consult with your doctor. Now, for those of you going, wait a second, I am a heavy drinker, but I want to cut back. So start cutting back slowly. Reach out to your doctor, get yourself seen, all right, you know, but be aware that if you stop abruptly, you know, go from, you know, completely, you know, cold sober, that could be risky. So start cutting back on your alcohol. Substitute with water. Substitute with exercise. Substitute with a healthy meal. You know, a lot of our alcohol drinking isn't that we like the taste, it's the habit of it. So change up your habits. But I think dry January is a great idea as long as you aren't at risk for DTs and seizures. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So I never went to Harvard. I never even applied. I couldn't afford the tuition even if I did. I couldn't even afford the application fee. I remember wanting to try to apply to Stanford, and I think it was a $50 application fee, and I didn't have the money for that. Like, if I don't have the money to even apply, I probably shouldn't be looking at the school. Because that was in a day and an age where you had to pay back what you borrowed. And so I figured if I was going to borrow student loans, I should only borrow what I could be able to pay back. You know, I know things have changed now, but back then, I didn't want to borrow something, that I couldn't pay back. That was just me. And so, but I always looked upon Harvard as the elite of the elite. And anybody who got to walk the halls of Harvard either really deserved it because of their academic prowess and ability and lifelong service, or they got in there because they were the kid or nephew of somebody or niece. But people who went to Harvard became president, became CEOs. And this prestige about it, you know, was something that pervaded for centuries until last couple months when we saw that certain individuals who have PhDs, doctorates, Harvard education or tenure couldn't even recognize that the call for genocide of Jews was anti-Semitism. They had to say it was contextual. I don't get that. I don't get that. So now it starts to shatter your belief that people are smart in these institutions, that people know what the hell they're doing, what the hell they're teaching. Well, Harvard President Claudine Gay gave a ridiculous testimony. And again, in her defense, if there is any reason to defend, she might have been told by lawyers, look, you know, you don't want to tick off either side, so try to be neutral. But how do you be neutral when somebody's calling for the genocide? Anybody calling for the genocide of Jews, the genocide of Muslims, the genocide of whites, the genocide of blacks, the genocide of Hispanics, the genocide of anybody, it should be called out. Hell no. From the river to the sea is a disgusting, disgusting call for murdering Jews. It's been established. Any response other than, oh, hell no, that is not going to happen, you know, on my watch, you know, that Harvard does not support anti-Semitism, racism, discrimination, should have any other answer unacceptable. So when she brought up, well, it could be contextual and, you know, no. So, but there were calls for her to resign. Nobody asked her. No, she wouldn't resign. It took multiple reports and accusations and displays of her work being plagiarized or very grossly paraphrased without, you know, proper citations that finally got her to resign. And I don't want there to be, you know, these hunts where we don't like somebody, so they need to go. But if somebody is going to be president of a university, they need to understand what is racism. They need to understand. Now, she's saying her being called to resign was racism. So, if Harvard is the beacon of our academic institutions and the barometer, they better know how to document that. Or they better know how to define certain things. If somebody is plagiarizing something, you call it. If we are going to okay plagiarism because you're a woman, well, then that's anti-woman. So you're saying, well, women plagiarize, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay for anybody to plagiarize. And so I think she's still going to be on staff. She's just not going to be the president. And, you know, I've really started to become frustrated. Now, mind you, I've been in academia for most of my life, and I have been extremely disappointed with what I've seen in academia. But I have been very grateful for my degrees, and without it, I couldn't be a doctor. and I couldn't be who I am today. But I have seen individuals in academia and the way some things are run in academia that shouldn't be. And when I would try to speak out on it, I got silenced. And so, you know, how do we move forward? If you have individuals who are teaching our future presidents, are running our future companies, and those individuals are saying there's a time and place where a call for genocide of Jews based on context is okay, that what the hell are we teaching people? But let's just look at the plagiarism. It's fascinating to see some of the stuff that she allegedly plagiarized. It almost looked like she didn't even try to put in her own words. Now, you know, I have written studies, and I have written research papers. I've written multiple works. You never, ever, ever plagiarize or paraphrase so poorly that anybody could accuse you of stealing somebody else's work. When you have had as much education as Dr. Claudine Gay, you don't need a thesaurus. If you see a sentence you like, you can reword it. If there is a source, if there is data that is being discussed, you know, like infant deaths are rising, cite the source. It's not that hard. And the one thing, and you know, it's interesting, academia may not be very passionate about making sure there's no racism or discrimination or whatever. They might be falling asleep on the job there. But one thing that academia does religiously and will be all up in your business is making sure previous work gets the credit where credit is due. And if you write a paper without proper citations or you get caught plagiarizing, that is one of the biggest no-nos that can happen on college campus. Now, you would think calling for the genocide of Jews would be the biggest no-no, but it took the plagiarism accusations, and apparently she had multiple, to finally get her to step down. So these universities, these Ivy Leagues, have a lot of rethinking, because I think now the nation is looking at them as, what are you the beacon of? Are you making doctors who are racist or anti-Semitic? Are you making lawyers? Are you making CEOs? Are you saying it's okay for somebody to cite somebody else's work but not cite it or just steal it? If Harvard wants to get their Ivy League status back, then they better revamp what they call education and academia. And this is a start. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.